They say you always remember the name of your first crush. This is true. I'm going to remember Ryan's name forever because the night of our first date was also the closest I've ever come to dying. When I was a senior in high school, my friend set me up. I didn't really know the boy, but it was the name that I had said yes to. The name of the outspoken and attractive boy whose desk faced mine 7 years earlier. The night of our first date, I painted my face and put on my brand new white lace shorts. He was as dapper as my inner fifth grader remembered. But Ryan must have used up all the words allotted to him back then because he barely let out a peep all night. And after a terrible movie, we got back into his Chevy and sat in silence. Ryan finally broke the pause. "Do you want to go night kayaking?" he asked. Now this wasn't an unusual activity in my Texas town. Most of my adolescent rebellion memories happened on the island, a fairly big plot of land in the middle of Lake Houston. What we didn't realize was because of the recent influx in rain, the current was stronger than it had been in 25 years. Paddling out, the water was getting increasingly harder to maneuver. Giving up, we tried to make it back to land, but our pursuits were in vain, and we continued to get drawn out by the gusting water. Without cell phones or flashlights, I panicked. Ryan eventually got out and tied the kayaks to his waist and started walking through the chest-deep water. Grudgingly, I jumped out of my kayak, covering my brand-new shorts in mud in the process. We battled against the water for half an hour. Ryan was about 7 feet in front of me, and I noticed a rather sharp and bumpy log drifting next to us. It switched directions and swiftly swam between. 5 feet from me, 3 feet from him, my heart stopped. "Ryan! Alligator!" I screamed as I flipped my kayak around and began swimming with all my might with the current. When I felt I couldn't swim anymore, I flipped up into my kayak, something that rarely happens on the first try. When Ryan finally catches up to me, he tries and tries to get into the safety of his boat, but with each try that fails, the panic begins to set further in. Eventually, the boat is so full of water, it begins to sink. We abandon his kayak and he jumps into mine. The two of us floated in the dark for what seemed like hours, crammed together in a kayak designed for one. We had no way of communicating our SOS. Eventually, we saw the lights of a fishing boat and they towed us back 5 miles to where we had originally parked. I walked back into my house over 2 hours past my curfew, soaking wet, covered in mud, and freezing cold. On the night of the worst date of my life, and incidentally, one of the best stories I have to tell.